Hi, this is a dictation for Quaria Humphrey, Q U A R R E A H U M P H R E Y. Date of birth is 7/21/1979. Date of accident 5/5/2020. And date of service is 11/23/2022. The patient is here, Quaria Humphrey, who was involved in an accident on 5/5/2020. She was hit on a T-bone on the passenger side while she was a front seat passenger in this accident, resulting in headaches as well as some loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and right knee. And right hand showed all the numbness and tingling and pain with involving of all the fingers. Patient has been undergoing physical therapy and medications and chiropractic treatment that has brought her significant relief. She reports that she has almost 50% improvement and headaches are now much less. According to her, pain in the neck is around 8, lower back pain is 10, knee pain in both the knees is 8. She can walk up to 1 or 2 blocks maximum, and she can sit and stand, but her tailbone hurts a lot. She's doing chiropractic 2 to 4 times per week. Acupuncture was done, and she's also trying to see Dr. Tessie Jenkins, who's a neurologist, and she's going to have an IME on November 17, 2022. She had an IME on November 17, 2022. She reports no radiation of pain in either the extremities or lower legs, lower extremity. Some pain in the right wrist is reported and hand. Her pain level varies from 8 to 10. The ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, especially affecting general activity, mood, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability is affected 8. 50% improvement is reported by the patient so far. In the system review, patient report that the headaches are now random and they are only 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 and not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any confusion, disorientation. She does report mild loss of memory, anxiety, and lack of focus, and some difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that she's suffering from neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back stiffness, as well as pain in the neck, shoulders, as both shoulders as well as neck and lower back, and right wrist and hand, also in the both hips and both knees. And she also suffers from pain in both the ankle and feet with moderate difficulty walking. In the GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, bowel, stomach pain, urine, or any other issue. In the urine system, GU, no incontinence, the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine are reported. In the respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. In the current medication, patient reports taking Narco 7.5 milligram. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 154/100, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 11/14/2022, dictation number 1116-011, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue the pain medication, which is Norco 7.5, 325, every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets for pain relief. Disability is for work and housework replacement. Physical therapy continues for neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulders, knee, as well as SI joint 2 times per week. Maps were reviewed, and the patient is also provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Acipex 20 milligram twice a day, Xanax 1 milligram twice a day for anxiety, Gabapentin 600 twice a day for radiation, radiculopathy, Ferricet for headaches, 60 tablets, and Sertraline tablets for depression and infection reporting and sleep. She's also referred to a chiropractor, Dr. Mustafa, who is doing acupuncture for her. Physical therapy is going on. And the patient has been advised about her MRIs, and cervical epidural, lumbar epidural have been advised to the patient, along with knee injection, right ankle, and SI joints. Patient is stable otherwise. As she provides the consent, we'll schedule her for the injection treatment. Thank you.